We're a mom and son travel duo.
Inspiring authors.
Sharing world adventures with you.
And inspiring dreams.
Bringing inspiration for creation to you.
Exploring the world and finding greatness.
We're here to energize your dreams and adventures through travel.
Hi! Welcome back to our show.
Yeah.
This is
the Global Footprint Stories Podcast.
And I am your host, Deborah Hylett.
And I am Jonah Siu.
Yay! And we are a mom and son travel duo and inspiring authors. We here to talk about our books. What else?
Our travels.
All travels. And everything in between. All exciting adventures, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, what is our topic today? Welcome to episode
4.
Chapter 4.
Chapter
of
4.
Our book, of our
podcast.
Of our podcast. Chapter 4 of our podcast. Yes.
Yeah.
And today we have something exciting to talk about. What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about Eritrea.
Eritrea. This is we're going to talk about our country, Eritrea,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Our traditional stuff.
Our traditional. Okay. What else are we going to talk about?
We're also going to talk about facts about Eritrea.
Mm-hmm. And so basically, the exciting news about the reason why we want to talk about Eritrea, we're going to reveal it at the end of the episode. Right.
Yeah.
So we are going to get started.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah.
Yeah.
Where is Eritrea?
Eritrea is located in the Horn of Africa, East Africa.
Okay.
And the capital city is Asmara.
Asmara, and you have?
The Asmara shirt.
You have the Asmara shirt, and this is the map of Eritrea.
Yeah, that is the flag of Eritrea.
The
colors are the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is the shape of
the map,
of Eritrea.
And what is it? Which are the countries that it borders to?
It borders Djibouti,
mm-hmm.
It borders Sudan, the Red Sea, and Ethiopia.
Yeah, there you go. And so can you give me, how many times have you been to Eritrea?
4 or 5.
You've been there 3 times.
Oh, 3? It's going to be 4.
It's going to be 4 because we're going.
In December.
In 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yep. Actually.
In 3 weeks, we get to go to Eritrea to spend Christmas there.
Yep.
Spend the holidays with family.
Family.
Yes. So you're excited about that? That's going to be your 4th trip.
4th trip to Eritrea.
Do you remember all the trips?
I remember the last one. The last one and the first one.
You remember the first one?
A little bit.
You were, how old were you when we went? You were 18 months. You were not even 2 yet.
I was 1.
You were 1, basically, yeah. When we went the first time.
And from pictures, I do remember that we rode a camel.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Massawa,
mm-hmm.
Which is like a beach.
Right. And then the second time, who did you go with?
The second time we went with Daddy.
Yeah, and what did you guys do when you went with Daddy?
And, well, kind of forgot.
Yeah?
But I was only 4, so.
No, I think you were like 3?
Yeah.
Were you 3?
No, I was 4.
You were 4? Okay, you were 4. So you go every 2 years.
2 years.
Right?
Yeah.
So since you've been born,
mm-hmm.
You've been going to Eritrea every 2 years.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it every time?
Mm-hmm.
And you, okay, so what do you remember about the trip after that one?
And
with Daddy, you guys did like the cathedral, spent time with family.
Yeah, we spent time with family, and we saw the cathedral, the big church,
mm-hmm.
And
we
spent time there. We sat on the stairs, took pictures there,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of other things, too.
Fun things, right?
Fun, yeah.
Okay.
And the past time we went,
mm-hmm.
I remember that, what was it?
You went last year, right?
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah. It's not to 2020.
Oh, 2021.
2 years ago.
Okay.
I kind of forgot that, too.
What?
I'm thinking of South Africa.
Yeah, but we went to South Africa first, and then we flew to Dubai.
I remember. It was your birthday.
That was in Dubai.
No, that was in started in Eritrea.
It's true. It started in Eritrea. And then we went to Dubai and then Eritrea and mm-hmm. then back to Dubai and then back to the U.S. basically.
Yeah, it was like a travel day.
It was a travel month.
Travel month.
Because we went to South Africa first.
South Africa. And then Dubai. And then Eritrea. And then Dubai again. And then back to the U.S.
Uh-huh. Exactly. But so what do you remember from that trip?
I remember that it was your birthday. We celebrated like at midnight.
Yeah.
And we saw family.
Mm-hmm.
And
we went to Keren, too.
Yeah, Keren. I was thinking
Keren is
about
a city
that.
In Eritrea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you like going there?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts when I went there the last time. Because I liked it because we took a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ate ful, which is like a traditional breakfast.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
It's good. It's basically just pinto beans
mm-hmm.
and vegetables like onions and pepper and all
yeah,
tomatoes.
Yeah, so yummy.
Yeah, it's...
yeah, and then?
And after that, we were checking it out. I thought we stayed there for 20 minutes, but it was actually 2 hours.
Yeah, we were there for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
So from all your travels to Eritrea,
yeah.
What are your favorite parts?
Keren.
Well, not only favorite parts, but everything. What do you enjoy about going to Eritrea?
I like the food.
Okay, food.
And I like the language. It's a cool language.
And you speak it, right?
Mm-hmm, I speak it.
And read it and write it.
Read it, write it, speak it, everything.
Uh-huh.
And check out the new places, like the cool ancient buildings.
Okay, ancient buildings. Uh-huh. You're forgetting, like, the main part. Why do we go to Eritrea usually?
To see family.
Exactly.
To see family, to see friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you get to play outside. How about that part?
Yeah, so we get to play out. I haven't been there, like, 2 years.
Yeah, so you forgot?
I forgot.
Yeah, but that's the part that you really enjoy, yeah, playing soccer.
Yeah, because there's no internet. Like, it's kind of like Cuba. You have to go somewhere to get internet.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, they just play soccer.
Outside.
Yeah, like they get a ball and then they just play soccer.
Okay, yeah. So give me some fun facts about Eritrea.
Okay, so some fun facts. Like I said, Eritrea is located in the Horn of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it is well known. It is well known for diverse landscapes.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, with its nice buildings.
Buildings and area, mm-hmm. green. It's
green,
beautiful, right?
Yes.
And the Red Sea.
The Red Sea.
That's so cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
And the war between Eritrea and Ethiopia that lasted for 30 years. When I first heard that, my mind was blown.
It was a 30-year war.
Mm-hmm. And they fought for 30 years nonstop.
Yep.
And Eritrea finally got independence.
Yeah. What year did they get independence?
1991.
Exactly, 1991. What's the exact date?
May 24th, 1991.
And who was in that war? Who
Grandma in the war? Was in the war.
Grandma.
And Papa was in the war.
So Grandma Miriam
and Papa were both in the war.
Yes,
they were both in the war.
They were both?
And they were fought.
They were both fighters in the war,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're heroes.
Heroes.
Yeah, your grandparents.
Yay.
Yeah. So, they got the independence, mm-hmm. which is amazing.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
And another thing is I like the food.
Okay, tell me about the food.
The most popular food that I think is shuttle. It's basically like...
It's your favorite?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Chickpeas,
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have it with injera, which is like bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then you eat it with your hands, you scoop some and eat it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
You enjoy that?
I enjoy that part, too.
Okay, what else do you like about Eritrea?
You can buy all of our Jonas Global Footprints book series directly on our website at tinyglobalfootprints.com. That's also where you can find Jonas' own best-selling kids' books. His new book, What Does Daddy Do All Day, just hit the bookshelves. The next chapter of Jonas Global Footprints series will explore Eastern Africa. Join us on life's adventure at tinyglobalfootprints.com.
The There's a lot of cool languages.
Mm-hmm.
The tribes are cool.
So
I want to explore those.
Yeah? What are the tribes again?
There is Tigre, Bilin, Afar, Hidarib, Tigrinya, Rashida, Saho, Nara, Kunama. There's nine.
Nine tribes. And they all have different cultures.
Yeah, so like they wear different clothes.
They speak different languages.
Yeah, different languages and clothes are the main things. Mm-hmm.
But what are the two main languages in Eritrea?
The most popular one is Tigrinya.
Mm-hmm.
And some...
That's the official language?
Yeah, that's the official.
And then what else? What's the second official one?
Arabic.
Yep. Both Tigrinya and Arabic are two official languages of Eritrea.
And since grandma and grandpa were in Eritrea, they speak some Italian.
Italian, because mm-hmm. the Italians colonized
Eritrea
at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing. What other fun facts do you know about Eritrea?
Those are the main fun facts,
mm-hmm.
but Eritrea is home to one of the oldest port cities in Africa,
which is Massawa and Aseb. Those are the ports.
Aseb and Massawa.
Mm-hmm. Which is amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you know a lot about Eritrea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So which has been what you enjoy talking about it and mm-hmm. learning about it?
Yeah, I have Tigrinya lessons with grandpa.
You speak?
That's why I read and write and speak.
Mm-hmm.
I practice speaking, reading, and writing to him.
Can you say something in Tigrinya?
Okay. Salam means hi.
Mm-hmm.
And Keme Allaha means how are you doing to mm-hmm. a boy. Keme Allahi means how are you doing to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Ana Kebeli Iya means I am going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And Ana Kebeli Iya Dorho, I'm going to eat chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So those are like some sentences.
Some sentences. What did you say to me when we were driving in the car?
Urub dimtsi aw abila, which means please turn the radio up.
That's what you say to me when I'm driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my way of saying, can you please turn it up?
So you can jam in the back?
Yeah.
And what else do you love about the Eritrean culture that you forgot about?
Hmm.
Music?
The music!
Yeah!
The whole entire time, the music is our traditional, and you
how do you dance?
You use
your shoulders.
So you
gotta do
shoulders.
Like kaboro. Like
yeah,
song.
There's like
you
a
gotta do like a
kaboro
drum.
Is basically a drum,
mm-hmm.
like a congo, like a bongo.
Yep.
And then you just hit
like
it.
This. Yep.
And it's not like a chun 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 chun, except a boom boom boom.
Okay.
Boom. Like that.
Okay.
And then it just goes like
so
that.
So if I do that, can you show them how you dance our traditional music? So
you
I'm gonna
dance
do the.
With your shoulders.
I'm gonna do the drum.
Okay. You dance with your shoulders.
You dance with your shoulders, right?
Mostly you dance with your shoulders. You can do your hands.
How do you do your hands? You don't do this. You put your hands here to dance. Like.
Yeah, sometimes if you're not like doing that, you just put your hands on your hips and just move like this.
Uh-huh. You just move your shoulders with the beat.
Yeah, so if the beat's going...
Okay, yeah. So you just go with it, basically.
Yeah, you just go with it.
And then the ladies, what do they say when they're that's what they say. That's like a sign of happiness
it's
and
like
excitement.
Fast.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah. I can't really do it fast.
Yeah, and that's when they're dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But you love dancing to Tigrinya
mm-hmm.
music.
Like almost at every wedding I dance.
Not only wedding, it could be
wedding,
any event.
At home,
events.
Events.
Especially when he was younger, Jonah was very popular on social media.
And they would give in our traditional way of giving money when we dance, they spit on it and put it on your forehead so that it sticks. And then you just keep on dancing
until
the end.
Or they put it here.
Or they put it on your shirt. And then when you're done, you just take it out and then put in your wallet or whatever.
Yeah, but, you know, Jonah danced a lot when he was younger. I think now that he's getting older, maybe he's not dancing as much. Is that why? What's going on?
I like English songs more.
Yeah, before he only listened to Tigrinya music and he would dance. And like I said, he was very popular in social media because he was just a good dancer, a good kid dancer.
But I still do some now.
I don't know. I haven't seen some in a while.
I listen
before,
to the
before, he would not listen to anything else in the car but Tigrinya music, which is our official language. You didn't even say that. Did you say that already?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's our official language, and Jonah used to love dancing to it, to our traditional music. And he would always get money from wherever he goes because, they for dancing.
Yeah, they just put it in your shirt, and when you're dancing, you also got to go lower and then you go back up,
and
the ladies will do, yay!
Like, they would like, yeah.
And then, like, they would sway their hands over your head.
Uh-huh.
And then you still dance the whole time.
The whole dance. And then they'd be like, there you go,
and then
they
put the money in
there. Money. Do you dance because of the money that you get, or did you just used to love it?
I just do it for fun.
Yeah? You used to love dancing. Mm-hmm. You still do?
Yeah. That's in the car.
Yeah, in
sometimes.
The car. Yes, true. But now we haven't went to any events since COVID.
Yeah.
So I think that's another reason that you haven't been dancing, because we haven't had
any
big weddings and stuff like that. COVID kind of changed things for us.
I sometimes do it at home.
You do it at home. And you listen to music with who?
Daddy, grandma, grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Not really here, because you're always working.
Yes, but you love listening to it.
But I still listen to it.
Which is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. And so we finally want to announce, what do we want to announce? Our next book, right?
Our next book is a continuation of the Jonah Global Footprints series.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exploring Eritrea!
Yay! So Jonah, the character in our books, Jonah's Global Footprint. Jonah went to Thailand, to Eritrea.
Went to Thailand, Cuba, and then Eritrea!
So that's the next book coming out. When is our book coming out?
December.
December 2021. We are going to be talking about it more in our next episode, too, to kind of give you more information about all our books that are coming out. But we are super excited. Make sure you check it out
and continue
to follow us on this new adventure of our podcast. Our website is tinyglobalfootprints.com. Say it again.
tinyglobalfootprints.com.
And our Instagram account?
tinyglobalfootprints.com.
No, our Instagram account is tinyglobalfootprints.
Oh, not the .com. Erase the .com. My bad.
And then, we are excited. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, on social media, Facebook as well, Tiny Global Footprints, and our website. And there will be more information to come on our books coming out soon.
Yep.
In the Jonah Global Footprints stories.
Yay.
Series. Jonah Global Footprints series.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited to share that. And what last things you want to say about exploring Eritrea? Is there anything you didn't know about Eritrea that you kind of figured out when you got there, or you learned when you got there, that you were like, oh, wow, I didn't know that about Eritrea?
Well, maybe that because when I was little, like 2 or 4, I didn't know that. I thought it was just a regular country, and then that it was just a regular country. Mm-hmm. But it was actually ruled by the Romans, and that was like, oh, I did not know that.
The Italians?
Yeah, Italians. I was like, oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That made me interested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And earlier I did some research about that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And you learned a lot about it?
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Yeah, that's why the fact that they fought and they won the war is a big deal. Right? And we got our independence.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a place to call home.
Yay!
That's independent, right?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. And are you proud?
Yes.
You're what?
I'm proud.
Proud of what?
proud that we have independence.
And you're proud to be Eritrean?
I'm proud to be Eritrean and that we have independence.
Yay!
Yay!
And that's why we celebrate every year, big celebrations all around the U.S. and the world.
And Independence,
May 24th Day.
Independence Day is not July 4th for Eritrea. It is May 24th.
And we celebrate really big,
yeah,
right?
We celebrate really big.
Yeah, and you get to dance then too. Okay. Oh, perfect. All right. Thank you for joining us today. We had an amazing time talking to you and telling you a little bit about Eritrea and also telling you a little bit about our book that's coming out that we're super excited about. Please follow us and learn more about our new book coming out in Jonah's Global Footprints series coming out in December. So follow us for more info.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye. High five. Woohoo.
Woo. Yay.